If there is only one reality, and if that reality by nature is full of consciousness, then there cannot be ignorance anywhere at all. Let us put down the argument. If there is only one reality, and if that reality's character is consciousness, full consciousness, then there cannot exist anywhere what we call ignorance. And yet we do find ignorance exists in the world. We are all ignorant. The whole world is ignorant. So the very big question is that this ignorance must be a result only of self-limitation of consciousness. It is only if the consciousness has limited itself deliberately, restrained its consciousness to spread everywhere, then only this proposition would be tenable. There is only one reality whose nature is consciousness. If therefore there is ignorance or absence of consciousness, it can be only if there is a power of consciousness to restrain itself so that an island of ignorance is created. Only if consciousness has the capacity of molding itself in many ways, only if consciousness is multi-layered, capable of multi-layers, then it can modulate. As I said, you are cooking the food, a child comes suddenly, and you are able to have another dimension of your consciousness immediately. This is the power of consciousness. So our hypothesis, our basic point is that there is basically a reality which is conscious, but the nature of consciousness is it is capable of various kinds of modulations. It can modulate. It's just like our voice in singing. There is sound in us, but sound has a capacity of modulation. It can be loud, it can be shrill, it can be soft, it can be sweet, it can be harsh, it can be all kinds of different modulations, the same sound. Similarly, consciousness also has this capacity of modulation. Integral concentration, in which all knowledge is immediately present, like Indra having 1,000 eyes. Even when you have 1,000 eyes, you still are able to concentrate only upon one perception, keeping at the back all the 999 perceptions, and you concentrate only upon one perception. That also is possible. If you are a good dancer, you will see how a dancer forgets everything else and is concentrated only upon a little gesture of her finger. And as if the whole, there is nothing else, only that gesture. All else is present, not abolished, is present. But concentration is only upon that, and that is emphasized.
You're saying we're all ignorant.
Yes. Good, you are right. You know, I feel very happy with these questions, because these are very fundamental questions. What is knowledge? What is ignorance? Why ignorance? How ignorance arises? You might not know, but there are many philosophers who declared that ignorance cannot be explained. There is a philosophy which says ignorance cannot be explained. There is a word which is called in Sanskrit anirvachaniya. Anirvachaniya means inexplicable. Vachaniya is which can be expressed, which can be explained. But anirvachaniya, that which cannot be explained. So there is a big philosophy in India which says ignorance cannot be explained. It is even said it is a suprarational mystery. It is a mystery which our mind can never diagnose, which can never find out. Where is ignorance? How it has come about? If reality is all luminous, how can there be anywhere ignorance at all? These questions are very formidable questions and very important questions. And that is why all of us must study this problem very seriously.
But in philosophy we try to explain everything.
Yes. And that is why it is said that with the mind it is not explicable. Philosophers have admitted, there are many philosophers like Shankaracharya, one of the greatest philosophers of the world. And his philosophy says, ignorance cannot be explained. This is a part of his philosophy. Ignorance cannot be explained. It is anirvachaniya. It is there. Can you explain this question?
It was more a statement than a question.
I just wondered.
But I think it's something you said earlier about the fact that when you know and you restrain what you know and just present just a point or two, I think Muriel's point is that then therefore it's not ignorance. It is something else.
Let me see, explain to you. I turn to the example of acting. You take the role of Shakuntala in a drama. You know the story of Shakuntala? No, don't worry. You know the story of Desdemona in Othello? No, alright. You know Desdemona? Alright. You are playing the role of Desdemona. Othello comes and asks you the question, where is the handkerchief? Now, you have to act properly. That is to say, she knows the handkerchief is there. Now, as an actor, you know that handkerchief will not be found ultimately. But you have to, at that time, express a sentiment. Yes, it is here. As a human being, you know that it is not there. The handkerchief is not there because Desdemona really believes that the handkerchief is there. But you know the whole story as an actress. So you know that actually that handkerchief will not be found. It's not there. Now how will you, with what effectivity will you hide your knowledge that handkerchief is not there? you identify yourself so much with the role that you are playing, so that you spontaneously say, yes, it is here. Truly, as if it's your true consciousness, as Desdemona, not as your not as an actress, as Desdemona. See, yes, it is here. It will be so natural only if you forget completely what you are. At that moment, you are completely ignorant that the handkerchief is not there. Then your acting is perfect. You have really forgotten all that you know as an actress, you don't know. In fact, in all acting, this is a super moment when you really know the whole story